An Introduction to the Devout Life by St. Francis de Sales. Book 1, Chapter 7. Of the Second Purification from the Affections of Sin. All the children of Israel actually departed from Egypt, but they did not all depart in the heart. Wherefore, in the desert, some of them regretted the flesh, the melons, the leeks, and onions of Egypt. Numbers chapter 11. And so, some penitents, though they forsake outward sin, do not forsake the love of sin. And that is to say, they resolve to sin no more, but it is with reluctance that they abstain from the fatal delights of sin. Their hearts renounce it and seek to depart, but they frequently look longingly behind them, as did Lot's wife. They abstain from sin, the way a sick man abstains from the melons which the physicians tell him will be fatal to him if he eats of them. He abstains, but most unwillingly. He talks about melons and measures how far he may transgress. At least he would wish to behold what he desires, and he envies those who can indulge in what is forbidden to him. Thus, these weak, cowardly penitents for a while refrain from sin, but reluctantly. Ooh, they would wish to be able to sin and yet escape condemnation. They still have all the taste for forbidden gratification, and they count those happy who enjoy it. Thus, a man who is bent on revenge will change his mind while he is at confession. But directly after, he will find satisfaction in discussing the subject of his dispute amongst his friends, saying that, but for the love of God, he would do so and so. It is hard to forgive. Would that he might lawfully seek revenge! And so forth. Is not this man still hindered with the inclinations of sin? And although he has come out from Egypt, are not his tastes and affections lingering there with its leeks and garlic? And so with the woman, who having abandoned her unlawful attachments, she still delights in admiration. Alas, such persons are in grave danger. But you, my daughter, since you desire to commence the devout life, you must not only forsake sin, but wholly cleanse your heart of all attachments to sin. For besides the danger of relapse, these wretched affections enfeeble the spirit, and weigh it down so that you cannot be ready, constant, and diligent in performing good works, in which lies the very essence of devotion. A soul which, having forsaken actual sin, is yet always encumbered with this languishing inclination, reminds me of a person who is not ill, and yet is pale, ailing in all his functions, eating without appetite, sleeping without rest, laughing without gladness, and instead of walking briskly, he drags himself wearily along. Such a soul performs good actions, but with such spiritual languor as to deprive them of all grace, and to make them scanty and ineffective. End of chapter 7 of book 1.